A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Pod Diva.
Hey, I'm Nick. We're back for another episode of Dear Diva. I'm joined by the lovely Roxy, Ellie and Shah. We're here to answer your queries and dilemmas, so keep sending them in to editorial@divamag.co.uk. Jumping right in, we have a dilemma from Iris from Manchester, who says, I'm having a hard time as my family weren't supportive when I came out. Have any of you been through anything like this? Will it get easier? I guess I'll answer first and then pass on to the rest of the team. I actually had quite a wonderful time with a lot of my family, but with some of them, it was quite tricky. I actually had to come out multiple times. I'm sure lots of people will relate to that. It does get easier, but I'd say that the most important thing to do is to make sure that you have boundaries in place, that you have supportive people around you, whether that's your family or close friends. And yeah, just really take the time to nurture your own self as well and know that you have a wonderful community around you and you're not alone. What about you, Roxy?
Well, I can relate to this question. Unfortunately, when I came out, my family were not thrilled, to put it mildly. When I came out to my father, it didn't go tremendously well. He's a very posh, quite old-fashioned man. And I said to him, look, I'm in a relationship with a woman. We don't have to talk about it, but if you want to talk about it, that's okay. And he said, well, if we try and change the subject now, it would be as if there was a giant pink elephant in the room and I was peering around it and saying, how's the weather? That is a quote direct from Daddy Bourdillon. And how we laughed. And then we did talk about the weather. We haven't really discussed it since. So what I'd say, dear Diva listener, is that sometimes people don't react how you want them to react. And sometimes that gets better. Sometimes people need a bit of time to get used to an idea. But if they don't, then it's not the end of the world. Because as I've found, you can find that unconditional love and acceptance from other people. You can build a community around you. You can find it from friendships, from partners, and from your own sense of self. So, you know, give them time. Give them time to get used to the idea. But also make sure that you are building that sense of belonging and unconditional love elsewhere in your life as well.
Oh, Rob. That was so lovely. Do you want to share my dad?
Yes, please. Will he have me?
We'll ask him. I love that he said that because I think you're exactly right. You never know how people are going to respond. I know I was really lucky that my parents were quite supportive, but I think for me, I wasn't really supportive to myself. It took me ages to come out, and I think sometimes we forget that when we're coming out to other people that maybe they need as much time as maybe we needed to give ourselves. And if they don't get it straight away, then that's okay, because maybe we didn't get it straight away. I took ages figuring out what my sexuality was and who I was, so springing it on the people that loved me was a bit of a shock to them. But I think over time, what's really helped me is being able to love myself for who I am, irrespective of what anybody else thinks. And now it's not as though I have to come out. It's like I get to come out. I get to celebrate my queerness. I get to share my stories. I get to be with my community and feel like a sense of who I am. So I think it doesn't always get easier for everybody, but what's really helped me is changing the way I see myself and the way that I show up in the world to other people. So my advice would be, make it easier for you to fall in love with you, and then the rest of the world is a little bit easier to fall in love with you too.
Beautiful.
Oh,
lovely.
Elzebels?
Well, my family were amazing when I came out. I mean, I only technically told my mum, and then sort of things got passed along, but that's okay. It kind of made it a bit easier. But so I've not been through it personally, but what I would say is to just really focus on trying to find that sort of chosen family if you have had a difficult time coming out to your blood relatives. And just know that it will get easier and you will find people that will support you.
And remember that you have Team Diva here for you too.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. We love you. We accept you. We think you're glorious.
Glorious. I might put that in my vocabulary. Thank you there, Roxana, darling.
You're very, very welcome.
I know what you mean now about your posh dad. I can see where it's trickled down.
Nick, have we got any more questions from the listeners?
Yep, we have another dilemma from Lydia from Liverpool. Lydia says, I've recently been dumped. My girlfriend is now going out with my best friend. I've lost the two closest people and it really hurts. What can I do to feel better and how do I get over this?
Well, first of all, Lydia, I just want to come and give you a lovely big cuddle because, my goodness, you've been through the mill, haven't you, sweetheart? That
group
is
hug.
Not good.
Group
yeah,
hug.
Group hug.
Yeah.
Group
hug. Come on, then.
Group hug for Lydia, I'd say, yeah.
Oh, Lydia. Oh, that's tough, isn't it? How do you get over a breakup? I think the only ways I've ever found is to feel those feelings, you know, cry it out, you know, watch whatever you need to watch, have a bit of that cathartic kind of ugly crying. And then, you kind of got to, personally, I've always found you kind of got to get through that bit before you can get on to the more positive coming out of it the other side.
Yeah, that's super important because I think that's the bit that people sort of skip over. Everyone gets to the, oh, you've got to get out and meet people and spend time with your friends and do this, that and the other. But it's grief, isn't it?
Mm.
I mean, you've lost the two closest people to you and you've got to allow yourself to have some time to grieve a little bit and to feel all the feels, do the ugly cry, like our Rock says. We've all been there. And then get yourself to a place where you can do maybe just one small thing. Just one small thing that you like, whether it's, well, depends. If you're anything like a typical one of us, then you might like a walk in the woods. Stop giggling. Get back to doing just even just the tiniest thing that you do for you. But don't rush. Don't rush yourself back to full recovery because it takes time.
100%. And that's so true about doing things for you. Like I find at the end of a relationship, once I've got through the ugly crying and watching a lot of Bridget Jones on repeat and all of the Haagen-Dazs and all of that business.
Haagen-Dazs,
darling.
Not Ben and Jerry's.
Oh no, I mean I like Ben and Jerry's because they are inclusive, but a little bit of Haagen-Dazs strawberry cheesecake has seen me through
that's
many a
posh,
sad night.
It? That's the posh. Sorry, I'm from Birmingham.
But then I think what's really, really good is if you have a real heart-to-heart with yourself about what you want, Lydia, about what's important to you, what makes you happy, and then prioritise yourself. Put yourself first. Like, relationships can be wonderful, but also being single can be fantastic. It's an opportunity for you to really take ownership of your own life. It's a chance for you to explore things you might have wanted to explore and never got round to it. So, you know, get through the hard times, but also try, if you can, once you're through some of those, to see it as a golden opportunity. Because I've had some fabulous times being single. My goodness.
I can tell how fabulous they were from how high your voice went.
Fabulous! What about you, Nick? Have you got any advice for Lydia?
Yeah, so I've had my fair share of breakups, but I've also found that the breakups of friendships can be just as hard, if not harder. So I completely feel you there, and I second what everyone has said. And yeah, just really have a good time being single, and remind yourself of the things that you like to do. Maybe do some stuff that you've always wanted to do but no one else wants to go with you. Like, I don't know, if there's like something you've wanted to check out and you can't find anyone to go with you, just go do it. YOLO.
YOLO.
YOLO. Hashtag YOLO. Look after yourself. Time will change things. What about you, Ellie?
I would say just really focus on self-care, just to really take the time, spend time with yourself, because remember that you don't need to hang your emotions on other people. You're not reliant on other people. So just really get back to that sort of perspective of loving yourself first.
Oh, you do watch a lot of RuPaul, don't you, Ellie? Did you channel the goddess herself? Literally. That was beautiful. And just remember, Lydia, you might not ever get over it. You don't have to get over anything. Sometimes these things hurt and they stay with you, and we learn and we grow. Just don't put any pressure on yourself.
So Team Diva, we do need to talk about the aspect of this particular query. So not only has Lydia unfortunately been dumped, she's actually, it's her ex-girlfriend is now going out with her best friend. Gosh, your heart goes out to her, doesn't it? Like, what can you do? That is kind of like a bit of a double betrayal.
It's a massive betrayal. And for me, the first thing that I have to say to Lydia is, first of all, Lydia, remember that there is nothing wrong with you. And if two people hurt you like that, then the problem is definitely with them. And that you are still amazing and awesome and worthy and valuable. And when people hurt you, it's usually because they're hurting themselves and not because of anything that you've done. So please don't think that it's you, because that would be my first. I would be like, why has this happened to me? And I'd blame myself. So please don't do that, Lydia, or Lids. I'm a nickname maker upper.
No, that's very, very true, that you shouldn't blame yourself. It's a natural human instinct. It's not you, sweetheart. It is them.
Well, this is Rachel, part of Team Diva. I read that question from Lydia, felt so heartbroken. I mean, that's everything. If you get dumped, you go to your best friend. If you break up with your best friend, you usually go to your partner. When they run off together into the sunset, that must feel just very isolating. Everyone said it's okay to feel miserable. Doesn't mean to say you'll feel miserable forever. It might be something that changes you. But you will always, when you look back and speaking with as an old lady, I know that most things that you can look back on, you learn from them. You always learn from them. You don't think you are at the time. You don't think you will, but you do.
Next, we have a dilemma from Betty, who says, my ex wants to stay friends with me. Is this a good idea? Have you ever stayed friends with an ex? My gut feeling is to cut all ties, and I still have feelings for her, and I think this would be too hard. Yeah, firstly, I'd like to say that I might not be the best person. I'm a Taurus, so I'm notorious for, like, cutting people out of my life. I don't know if that's healthy, but I will say that there are people in my life who have managed to have very healthy breakups, and they've managed to stay friends, and I think that can be really healthy. I've currently been in a long-term relationship, and I like to think that I hope we stay together forever, and I really want that, but if we were to break up, I like to think that our relationship is healthy enough that we could stay friends. I think it just depends on where you're both at. Obviously, if one of you wants that but the other one doesn't, then you have to respect that. But as you've said, my gut feeling is to cut all ties, so I think you already know what's best. What about you, Ellie?
I think when the breakup first happens, definitely do take time apart, because that's just never, you know, going to be healthy. I've had that before where we've broken up and tried to stay friends immediately and it just doesn't work. I think maybe long term, if you do feel as though you wanted to still nurture that friendship after the breakup is firmly well and done and over with, then I think that's okay. But I think it does depend on the type of relationship that you had together.
Okay, Betty, I think you've said my gut feeling is to cut all ties, as I still have feelings for her. So because you've said that, I think listen to your instincts and protect yourself. But just because perhaps you won't be able to be best friends immediately, that doesn't rule it out for the future. You know, people change, emotions change, and it might be that you two can have a gorgeous, meaningful friendship in the future. But if you're currently finding that too painful and it's making it harder for you to move on, then you don't want to be putting yourself through that. What do you think, Cher?
Betty, I'm just going to reiterate what our Roxa says. Trust your gut. You already know. You've just told us what your guts are telling you. Always trust you. Before you listen to Team Diva, before you listen to your friends, your family, whoever it is in the world, trust yourself, love yourself. You're enough. So, yeah. Cut all ties. 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 Sorry.
Diva does not take responsibility.
Diva does not take responsibility for anything that happens after we have strongly urged you to cut all ties, cut all ties.
Pod Diva.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Pod Diva.
Okay, so we have another Dear Diva question. Astrid from Germany has asked us, what is a surefire Valentine's Day winner for my new girlfriend, showing her how serious I am without scaring her? Oh my goodness, this is a Valentine's Day conundrum from Astrid in Germany. What do we think, team? What advice can we give Astrid for this Valentine's Day?
I think it's always good to lead with maybe experience type presents when you first start dating. So I've been with my boyfriend 2.5 years now. When we first started dating, our go-to date was kind of going to a gig or going for a nice meal. You could take her for a really nice meal, Astrid, and that can be, you know, like her gift, but it's not too intense, but it's also a hello, I like you very much. And then it also sort of helps your relationship as well, helps further that because you're giving her something that you can bond over and do together.
Yeah, that's good. You're making memories. You're making those precious romantic memories already, and all being well, you, Astrid, and your lovely new girlfriend will be reminiscing about them for many moons to come. Nick, what would you say? What would your Valentine's Day advice be?
If you don't want to do like the experience side, depending on their personality, obviously wouldn't be a broad brushstroke, but something that shows that you're thoughtful without it being, yeah, like a big deal. Like they were like, oh, I'm a huge Rick and Morty fan. You could get a badge to go with the show or something like that, or just something small.
You can give them a small gift, but if it's a thoughtful gift, then it means a lot. Like it shows that you've been paying attention. It shows that you've gone out of your way to get something that you know is something that they're really into. So it's like, you know, rather than something generic, although, you know, I'm always open to offers of chocolates and flowers personally. But, you know, it's something specific, isn't it? That's really thoughtful and nice. I think that's lovely. I think that's really good. Have either of you ever had like a really fantastic Valentine's Day that we can just sort of tell Astrid about and Astrid can pick and choose what they like from it for the new girlfriend?
About 5 years ago, my girlfriend and I at the time, we had a really nice Valentine's Day. And obviously we didn't work out in the end, but I just did the really cliche stuff for her. Like I just gave her a bunch of roses, got her a really nice card and some bath bombs and stuff. A self-care thing, a self-care gifts, I think are really thoughtful as well. And then we went out for a really nice dinner. It was a really nice experience because we went to a restaurant. It was lovely because obviously it was Valentine's Day and we'd got all dressed up and stuff. And being two women, you just never know if you're gonna get stared at if you're on a date together in a restaurant, particularly kind of on Valentine's Day, which is really heteronormative. But the waitress said, oh, hello, like, you both look so lovely, you both look absolutely gorgeous, hope you have a lovely time. And we weren't super coupley in public. It was clear that we were together, so that was just like a really nice life-affirming moment for me. I think it's fine to go all out and be really cliche, because why not, you know, as long as you show your love the rest of the year, because it is just one day, but it's a nice day.
Number one, that date, I love how affirming the waiter was for you. That's just fantastic, isn't it? Like, I love that. But I think you're right, like, lovely box of chocolates, lovely bottle of wine, that tastes good any day of the year. Like, I don't mind if it's cliche. Bring on tasty cliches. So I think you've got options, haven't you? You could either go experience, which is great because it's going to create a memory and it's something you can share and both enjoy. Or you can go, like, thoughtful little something that ties into something that you know that they love, that it, like, showcases that you've taken an interest. Or you can just go the old-fashioned kind of classic route. I think all of them are winners. And I think, Astrid, you will probably know best what your new girlfriend will be into. But Nick, what about you, Nick? Have you got any other Valentine's Day stories or words of wisdom to share?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like the best Valentine's. I've mainly just like gone out to eat or like built a fort.
That's so cute. That's so lovely. You have to teach me how to make the best fort, Nick, because I've seen you building them before on Instagram and I feel like you've got a hack and I need to know your secrets.
Oh my God, I love a fort. I love, like, one Christmas, me and my lovely girlfriend in lockdown, and not last Christmas, but the one before in lockdown, we basically moved into the living room for a few days and we dragged the mattress in. Mattress completely ruined, completely, all the springs are bust ever since, but we had so much fun and we just made a big old fort in the lounge and we just kind of, you know, hung out there and it was really fun. Like, I'm very into forts. Astrid, there you go, make a fort.
So I'm gonna try out the fort first. Don't know where in my tiny flat, but it will happen. Maybe just build a fort on my bed. Could, you know, get a nice lamp, watch some films, maybe project something on the wall and just have a really nice cozy little time.
I used to like get all of my toys and just set up a pop-up tent in my nan's living room and put loads of like soft stuff in there. So we could do that as an adult.
Yeah, you could do that, like a bell tent, and just stick loads of pillows in, I guess, and a duvet, or maybe put a blanket over it so it's like you've built your own fort.
So you can build a lovely romantic fort to your list of options from Team Diva. Well, whatever you end up doing, Astrid, I hope that you and your lovely new girlfriend have a fabulous Valentine's Day, and we're all sending you lots of Valentine's Day love.
Valentine's.
Happy Valentine's Day.
And so, Team Diva, we have our last question here from Rita from Edinburgh. And Rita has said, what is your favourite thing about being queer? I'm going to go first, Rita. Oh my goodness, I have so many favourite things about being queer, but I think one of them has got to be that apart from blooming fancying women, I just love them. Like, I love female energy, I love queer energy, I love non-binary energy, and I love being surrounded by that. And I love not being, you know, having to be constantly with people who are just perpetuating that patriarchal BS. So I love the fact that it's like you're part of this gorgeous community of women and non-binary people, and that makes me feel very happy. Also, I think we've got some real queeros. We've got some real awesome queer people who've done amazing, amazing things. And to be a part of that is pretty special. Shah, do you know what your favourite thing about being queer is?
Oh, it's a tricky one. Like you've said, there's so many things. You know what I'm going to say. Love about being a lesbian. But I think one of the most important things for me and what I love about being queer is that we have a movement, we have something to fight for, we have an amazing community that is polarised and moves towards making a difference. And I think being part of a queer community that is so active and proactive and that really cares about each other and the future and the world, queeros for days. And la 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 la, I'm not even gonna say it. Elzebels.
I would say the same as you. I'd say community. I think, you know, before coming out, I just didn't really realise how important finding people like you is and surrounding yourself with people like you is. So I would definitely say community, and I'd say embracing sort of queer fashion, queer music, and just kind of finding those little nuggets of queerness in mainstream pop culture is probably one of my favourite things about being queer.
Gorgeous. Nick, what do you think?
There's such rich history and community. It's really great. I also think that being queer has enabled me to really practice authenticity and just trying to embrace like all the different parts of myself. So that's been a really important life lesson.
I think that's so true, what you say about authenticity. As queer people, we are all living to some extent our most authentic selves. Obviously, for some of us, that's more difficult than for others. But I think that commitment to our true selves and being who we are, loving who we do love, that's pretty magical. And you're part of such a magical queer family.
Yeah. We're all about the exploration, the evolution, the celebration. Queerness is about like the future and being yourself and being the best version of yourself, however that shows up, and knowing that you can reinvent yourself as well. There's no way to be queer. You are just part of our amazing community. We love you.
That's it. Just embrace yourself. Embrace your diversity. Embrace your queerness and know that you are gorgeous and you are valid and Team Diva loves you.
Oh yeah, we didn't say what's your favourite thing about being queer? Being part of Team Diva.
Oh yes.
My divas.
That's it. Yeah, being professionally queer is a pretty good gig. Pretty good family to be part of. We're getting schmaltzy, but it's nice. I like it. Just go la 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 la
la la la la la la la la la.
Yeah? Any other thoughts about being queer? We're good?
We are literally a collective of professional queers.
We are. This is what we're gay for pay, quite literally.
So you have been listening to Dear Diva. Don't forget that Diva is here for you. If you'd like to get your dilemmas answered in the next episode, then you can send your dilemmas over to us as voice memos or as emails to editorial@divamag.co.uk. That's editorial@divamag.co.uk. See you in the next one, love.
Team Diva!
Pod Diva. Thank you for listening to Pod Diva, queers for your ears, in association with Diva Magazine, the world's leading brand for LGBTQIA+ women and non-binary people. Please listen and subscribe on Acast or wherever you get your podcasts. You can follow us on Twitter at Diva Magazine. You can email us at editorial@divamag.co.uk. Share the love by leaving us a review. Pod Diva, queers for your ears.
Pod Diva.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree.
That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.